This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, my darlings, welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. It is Wednesday today. It means it's time for our meditation practice of the week. Little reminder that if these episodes are helpful to you, that you can save them and return to them again and again. So returning to the Wednesday episodes every day of the week, I think, is a really good plan.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Now, for this practice, I would love for us to actually lay down if we can. So if you're at home, if you're sitting on the couch, if you're on your yoga mat, if you're in a safe space where you can actually lie flat on the floor, go ahead and do that right now. If you can't, if you have to stay seated, but try to find a comfortable enough way to sit that you can actually let your body go a little bit. So that might mean you have to scoot a little further to the edge of your seat and really lean back a little bit more. Let your legs stretch out as much as they can. The arms can either rest in your lap if you're sitting or down by your sides. So we're looking for a place where we don't actually have to hold ourselves up anymore. So get as close to that as you can, a way to actually surrender your entire body to the earth. And the easiest way is to lie all the way flat down on the floor or on the couch or a bed or something, but a way where you can let go of your limbs, where you don't have to hold yourself up. You don't have to hold everything together anymore. A place where you can actually release and let go for a little while. So once you get there, you can wiggle around a little bit until you feel truly, truly comfortable. And once you have leaned into that place of comfort, stop moving your body. So let your body, let every part of your body become perfectly still. And eyes can close if that feels comfortable to you, or they can stay open, you choose. Breathing in and out of the nose, the only movement that should be happening in your body or that you can actually notice in terms of shifts and changes of the body is the breath right now. So you'll notice how that natural, organic, completely already your inhale is going to create more space within the body, and your chest and your belly will rise a little bit. And on the exhale, it's your natural, 100% yours, your exhale. It's going to allow the belly to just contract a little bit. Your chest might soften and lower. Notice the natural expansion and contraction of the breath and how that moves and creates shifts for the body. And then from there, beginning to allow the rest of your body to become a little bit heavier. Notice if there's a part of your body right now where maybe you're holding on a little bit. We tend to do that. The body tends to do that for us. If you've been going through something challenging lately, if there's been some stress, some pressure, the body tends to accumulate that energy and just hold on so we don't have to. And you might notice that in your hands might be making fists without you really noticing. Your shoulders might have shrugged up a little bit without you even knowing. There could be a tight feeling somewhere in the body. Noticing what's going on physically, and if there's a place where maybe there is a bit of holding on, like your jaw, your face, your hands, your belly. Notice that where there is a sense of holding on. And then with your next breath out, consciously let go. Soften the hands. Let the shoulders truly drop. Let the belly soften. Let the belly go all the way. And allow for the legs to get really, really heavy right now. Allow for the arms to get really heavy right now. Let the breath stay neutral the way the breath already is. And simply surrender the weight of the body to the earth. And as we surrender the weight of the body to the earth, metaphorically, energetically, surrendering the weight of the world to the earth. You've been carrying a lot lately. You've been holding on to a lot lately. You've been holding the world together lately. I know what that feeling is like. There's a lot of things that you are responsible for, a lot of things you are moving forward and keeping held together. So for right now, in this exact moment, listening to my voice right now, there is nothing you have to hold anymore. There's nothing to fix, no mountain to move, no people to save or help. No family to hold together, no kids to support. There's nothing left to hold right in this moment. In your body right now, you are creating a safe space for you to really let go. So soften a little bit more. Anything weighing heavy on your heart in this moment, let it go. And let your body be completely held and supported by the earth right now. Just stay exactly like this, the way you are. Surrendering is not something we awaken to one day and just do, right? It's a practice. It's the accumulation of these moments of allowing ourselves to be held, of putting something down. And this is the practice of surrender. And as you're breathing here, feeling this connection between your body and the earth, if there's anything left within your body that you can soften, do it now. There's always another layer to letting go. Noticing within the body if there's one more area you can release a little bit further. And let's take a real deep breath right now. Inhale in through the nose. And sigh it out through the mouth. Let's do that two more times with a little bit of noise, okay? Inhale, breathe in through the nose. Open the mouth and sigh. Making that noise as you exhale actually helps and supports the nervous system to settle. So let's do that one more time, all of us together. Inhale through the nose, breathe in. Open the mouth and sigh it out. And bring the breath back through the nose. If you have some space in your day, if you have some time right now, stay here for a while longer. Just the way you are, just surrendering, just letting go. You can turn off this podcast, put your phone away, and just stay right here. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.